EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. Op vandag se program gesels ons verder met Corey Olesina Daniel van AP3 Advisory, 'n professionele dienstefirma wat spesialiseer in advies, besigheidsversekering en portefeuljebestuur met 'n fokus op PPP, publiek-private vennootskap en projekfinansieringskonsultasie reg oor Afrika. Maar soos ouer gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. Die dierewelsynsgroep Volpos waarskie dat fabrieksboerdery klimaatsverandering dryf en wydverspreide diereleiding veroorsaak. In die aanloop tot Wêreldomgewingsdag op Vrydag sê die organisasie dat intensiewe veeboerdery kweekhuisgasvrystellings verhoog, water en grond besoedel en die risiko van siekteuitbrekings verhoog. Volpos dring daarop aan dat Suid-Afrikaners die verbruik van diereprodukte verminder, meer plantgebaseerde voedsel kies en sterker dierewelsynswette ondersteun. Volpos se Tanya van Tonderhuy Samen sê die aanpak van fabrieksboerdery is noodsaaklik om diere, gemeenskappe en die omgewing te beskerm. Die Wêreldmeteorologiese Organisasie het 'n matige of moontlik sterk El Niño gebeurtenis voorspel wat wêreldtemperature oor die komende maande kan verhoog. Volgens die Verenigde Nasies VN se Weeragentskap kan die verskynsel ook die risiko's van hittegolwe, droogte en swaar reënval in dele van die wêreld verhoog. Die organisasie sê warm oseaanwater dryf die ontwikkeling van El Niño aan. Dit sê bogemiddelde temperature word tussen hierdie maand en Augustus in die meeste streke verwaag. Die VN-sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres sê die wêreld moet dit as 'n dringende klimaatwaarskuwing beskou. Vandag gesels ons verder met Corey Olesina Daniel van AP3 Advisory. Kan jy ons meer vertel oor julle vennootskap met C40 Cities in Africa en hoe dit stede help om omgewingsuitdagings aan te pak?
At the moment we're working with C40 Cities across 6 African cities to think about this question of climate governance, tackling the challenge that subnationals have in accessing climate finance. There's a systematic exclusion of cities like Cape Town, maybe not Cape Town because Cape Town is perhaps one of the more fiscally robust cities on the continent, and perhaps I shouldn't mention those that aren't, but subnationals struggle to borrow because they require the permission of the central government to borrow. And because of the sort of debt distress across the continent, the ability to maneuver around that is very, very tight.
Deur hierdie vennootskap help AP3 stede om toegang tot befondsing vir kritieke projekte te verkry. Wat is die grootste omgewingsuitdagings wat jy in infrastruktuurontwikkeling sien en hoe help julle kliënte om ekonomiese groei met omgewingsbeskerming te balanseer?
So we are tackling this from the governance perspective, making sure that there's closer alignment between city level planning and national level planning. Because if central governments are better positioned to access these finances, rethinking and reimagining what their pipeline looks like can help address these challenges by incorporating city priorities in national planning for infrastructure deployment.
Watter politieke of regulatoriese uitdagings ervaar julle wanneer hierdie projekte oor verskillende Afrika lande uitgerol word?
Now, that sounds simple in practice, but there are politically challenging reasons why that's slightly more challenging to make happen. But we like to be the voice of reason in the room, because at the end of the day, what unites national priorities and city level priorities is the need to deliver for citizens, is the need to have strong infrastructure that improves the livelihoods and the well-being of citizens, but also ensures that the long-term sustainability of cities and countries are established. And we're privileged to be able to have this level of partnership with C40 Cities, and this was an association that was really brought together through the Africa Green Economy Summit.
En dit was Corey Olesina Daniel van AP3 Advisory. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop.